Episode 315, August 21st, 2017.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Say a happy birthday to your beautiful bride, Joe, your ex-wife. It's her birthday today.
And yeah, didn't we already do this on the bonus show? We're doing it again.
Well, we did again because there's breaking news. I just saw that Gramps says, happy birthday, sweetie. She says, thank you. He says, are you turning 23?
Man, he hits on everybody.
Yes, he does.
Nobody's safe.
Speaking of Gramps, I'm concerned about him. There's an all-points bulletin out for him because I posted a photo of Tawanda looking at the eclipse with her breasts looking awfully breasty. And even Ryan Matthew tagged him, said, waiting for Gramps on this one, tagged Gramps, and he has yet to respond. Is he okay? Should we call the police? Is he missing? I'm very concerned.
Gramps isn't in chat. I made a joke to check the hospitals, but there is no there. I mean, if you look at chat, no Gramps. He's a staple. So Robbie, have you talked to Gramps today?
I have. I talked to him yesterday.
Well, this was two hours ago. Yeah. 2 hours ago that this was posted. So reach out to him. Maybe he's spending it with your ex after that comment. Possibly.
I'm gonna text him right now.
We hope you're fine. But welcome to the show. We just recorded our bonus show, and we have some nuggets in there about the Baltimore Comedy Factory, about Todd Moore. So check it out. Become patrons. We have some good Bergson talk as well, and I know that always moves the needle.
And by the way, my sneakers are Skechers.
Skechers, yes. We got into a discussion about Robbie's prolific mall walking, and he's a Skechers guy through and through. I'm sure that's
going to... We didn't guess those when I was guessing.
We should have. That should have been the first guess. But welcome to the show. It was Eclipse Day. Fellas, did you partake?
Well, I was on the air this morning, and I was given a pair of those glasses that allowed you to stare directly at the sun. Did you get it? Did anybody else get it? I know Marcus clearly did, but Robbie and Rob, did you guys get a pair?
I didn't have a pair, but I was outside looking like an idiot, and my neighbor saw me, walked out, and had already used his and gotten what he wanted out of it, and he handed them to me, and I will thank you for life, sir. That's our most interaction we've ever had, and now he's my favorite neighbor in the world, so I was able to see the eclipse through those glasses.
Well, during the eclipse, I was with, show regular Scott Apple, and I sent Rob a picture. I mean, this literally, there could have been a naked woman with, double D breasts and, a 22-inch waist in front of it would have meant the same thing as this eclipse. And he made this, he fashioned this thing that you could, project the image of the eclipse onto this piece of cardboard. I actually sent it to Rob, but it was binoculars on a tripod with a piece of cardboard around it shining on there. And he brought that in. And in addition to that, I loaned him. He didn't have glasses, by the way. He couldn't even have seen it. I showed up. I was a hero. But I couldn't get him to work. Nothing was getting done. He could not concentrate knowing that the moon was going to move past the sun. He couldn't function knowing that was going to happen.
And he hardly functions when he can concentrate.
True. And I walked out at 2:40. The eclipse was at 2:43. At exactly 2:43, I got the glasses that I brought. I sent Rob a picture of me looking at the eclipse. I looked at it. I maybe for 5 seconds gave the glasses back to the crowd and went back in. I just really much to do about nothing. Agreed? I mean, I've seen a picture is better than seeing it live because you can't – a picture – when you're looking at it live, you have to protect yourself. When you're looking at a picture, you just get to see exactly what it is.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I saw it, I mean, I looked at it for like probably 5 minutes combined, you know, different times looking at it. I thought it was pretty cool.
I looked at it. I went out to look at it once. It was cloudy. I went back in and I looked at it as it, there was the actual, the most eclipsy that it was. I saw, you know, we didn't even get a full eclipse. We only got 80%.
No. Right.
And by the way, it was completely bright out. I thought it would at least look like it was getting ready to storm. It's completely bright.
Marcus, what was it like up in Vermont?
We got about 70% here, but just to correct Joe, no, I actually did not go out and buy glasses, but I happened to be on a client site today. The client was, you know, their whole office was into it. They were going to leave the building to go outside, and they all came back, and I was still working, and one of the people that I work with said, no, you're coming outside. Took me outside, gave me a pair of glasses. I looked at it for a second, and I went back inside and resumed working.
Scott Robbie? Apple. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Robbie.
Did you partake, Robbie?
No. I did like I do every other day of the year. I don't look at the sun.
Okay. Well, it's not like every other day. That was the whole point, Robbie. But all right.
Well, I got the benefit of a picture. My girlfriend sent me a picture.
Okay. Now we know that she's loves to take pictures. Do you have any idea if she took 100 or more? That would be my guess. Or did she just only take about 30 or 40?
To my knowledge, she only took one.
Well,
but
that's unbelievable.
I would be willing to bet my life savings against a dollar that there's more than one picture of the eclipse in her phone.
I do not have an answer, but I do know this. She sent me a lot of pictures of all of her coworkers going outside.
Okay, so we're supposed to believe she took 100 pictures of Sally and HR looking at the eclipse, but only one of the actual eclipse. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the number.
I'm willing to give 10 to 1 that there's more than one picture of the eclipse.
Of course there is. How many – now, I know people had, like, parties and get-togethers. Are there people going to have naming a child in 9 months after this thing? Is that going to happen?
Eclipsetta.
So, do you name the kid Solar or
if it's
Solar
a boy,
or Eclipse?
Yeah. You. A girl, if it's Eclipse if it's a girl, Solar if it's a boy.
Now, do you go straight Solar and Eclipse, or do you do like you just said? You give a little, like, a – you know, Eclipsia or
I don't know if Eclipse is a great name. I don't know if Eclipse is a car's name. You can't name your daughter Camaro, right? Although I'm sure somebody's named Camaro.
I think Camaro's a cool name.
What's the best name that you can have after a car?
Mercedes.
Mercedes is, yeah.
That's the best name, Mercedes?
Porsche.
That's a real name. Porsche, yeah.
Yeah, with the T. Yeah, Hyundai's a good one.
Volkswagen Johnson.
Leaf. Leaf is a name.
All right. We're going after not the brand, the name of the car, because Mercedes isn't, you know, it's S-Class. You wouldn't. So are we calling it like Sentra, Civic?
Yes. Gremlin.
Yeah. Accord.
Pacer.
Camry's not bad.
No. That's not bad. So I need to talk a little bit more about Scott Apple. Scott asked if he could have my glasses. By the way, he said when I'm done with them. This is around, 4:30. I'm like, I'm done with them till 2024, so you can have them. Why did he want them? And I think I told you, Rob. So you other two, you want to guess why he wanted them?
I assume to just sit around the house and watch 3D movies.
You actually can't. If you have that on, you can't see anything basically other than the sun through those things. So, no. Robbie, you want to guess?
Souvenir.
No, that would make more sense. No, he said, just in case I want to look at some sunspots. Well, I don't even know what that is. Can you just see those?
I don't know. I never heard of that. Just in case.
He wants to continue to look at the sun. Today was just, he caught the bug. So the rest of the year, he'll be continuing to stare at the sun. Now, Scott brought in some donut holes. Now, Scott is famous for bringing in donuts, but they're fuck you donuts, meaning he goes, give me the random. There's only two chocolates in there. The first two go in there, they grab the two chocolates, and then everybody has to have get a donut that's inferior to the one they actually want. He will refuse to say, hey, make them half chocolate. Make half of them with chocolate on them, right? He won't say it. So today, he bought donut holes in celebration of the eclipse. Again, I already told Rob this, so you guys have to guess. He bought all chocolate, 50 donut holes, all chocolate. Why?
Because it represented the eclipse when the moon is in front of the sun.
It looked the most like the eclipse.
Hey,
so,
at my work, they had black and white cookies.
So that's better. That's smarter.
He refuses to make a special request, but he doesn't mind, in honor of the eclipse, asking for making a special request. So the
I think having only two chocolate is a special request. Yeah.
Right. You have to see, you almost have to work to not get more than, at least four, right?
If you just say give whatever, they're going to give you at least four chocolate.
No. They want to get rid of the donuts that nobody's going to eat. I'm telling you, there's a donut that is white frosted and it has a bunch of D's on it. Have you guys seen this? If you go to get your coffee, look, and there's a donut. It's a glazed donut with white icing, and they put, what are the two colors for Dunkin' Donuts? It's like pink and I can't remember the other color.
Like orange?
But yeah, exactly. There's pink and orange letter D's all over the donut. And every single, I don't know whose idea this was, a marketing genius, but every single time one of those donuts is in there because they got to get rid of these things. They're just never going to sell them.
Right.
So they put one in there and every single time the two chocolates go and then one by one, all the donuts go until nothing is sitting there but that, gimmick donut and it's eventually thrown in the garbage.
Sad, sad donut.
Gimmick donut.
I mean, I'm still going to eat it. The worst donut in there is still delicious, if you ask me.
I wouldn't know if it was delicious. I've never eaten the donut.
I mean, I know you're very important. The chocolate's important to you, but like, let's not act like the blueberry is not still delicious.
I'm not acting like it's not. But what's up with the fuck you? It takes 2 seconds to say, I need a dozen donuts, make half of them some type of chocolate donut. That's it. And Scott and I, there's only one restaurant around where we eat, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts beside it. So one time I went in there, I said, hey, if I said, can I have a dozen donuts, make half of them chocolate donuts, what would you do? He's like, well, I would give you six donuts with chocolate on them. And it was perfectly understandable by the manager there.
Well, donut holes. Now, do you prefer the donut holes or what's better, 50 donut holes or 12 donuts? You can have one donut hole and act like you're not really cheating on your diet. You're just having a bite.
Yeah, if they're all the same flavor of donut hole, I'd rather have a dozen donuts, right?
Well, yeah.
If you're only getting one, it's all glazed, it's all cinnamon, it's all powdered sugar, it's all chocolate. I think that's it, right?
How many donut holes do you think you could fit in your mouth at once?
Huh. What I did notice when I ate some? They're a little bigger than I thought they were going to be. So I feel like they used to be smaller, but these are pretty big. I don't think I can fit more. I don't think I could fit a fifth one in there.
I bet you could put six in there if you really tried.
30.
Cram them. Yeah. No.
You 30, couldn't. Marcus? 30? Yeah,
you wouldn't breathe. You wouldn't be able to breathe.
I could breathe through my nose.
You would choke.
I'm not shoving them down my throat. You asked how many could I put in my mouth. I mean,
you couldn't
it's
put
made
half
of
in there. You
dough.
Couldn't put 15 in there. You couldn't put 15 donuts in there.
Baloney. I could easily donut put hole. 15 donut holes in my mouth.
Well, let's make this happen, Marcus.
All right.
Make a video.
Yeah. Okay. How many could you eat? If you're saying this is my breakfast today and you're hungry, how many could you eat?
Oh, well, Jesus, if you're asking me how many can I eat, I'm not even sure that there is a limit.
unlimited.
Continually for the rest of your life until you fell asleep.
Yeah, I would just sit in the bathroom and just continually eat them.
You can eat 10 like it's nothing, right?
Yeah, easily. They're tiny.
You could and would.
Yeah, I think...
The only thing about it is you're talking about Dunkin' donut holes, which are just crappy donuts anyway.
Sorry to offend you. I didn't realize you were a donut connoisseur.
The guy can fit 30 in his mouth. He knows his donuts.
How many good donut holes can he fit in his mouth? 60, probably.
Have you asked Scott about coming back on the show, Joe, and doing some more music quiz for us?
Yeah, no, he'll do that. He'd do that tonight if we wanted to. We had something planned with Mac, correct?
We do.
We talked about
Robin Joe show. We were talking about Robin. Joe show trivia. That was another thing. And with Scott, we were talking about pop culture trivia.
I thought he was going to play Mike Chamberlain. I know that was discussed.
It was discussed. Yes, but that's too much. Too much of a good thing, I think.
Well, speaking of that, I wanted to get the guy who wrote the article on what was the periodical where he wrote the article about you, Rob?
Fairfax Connection.
Yeah, some connection. Fairfax, Reston, whatever.
Yeah, and I guess, Rob, you've been in contact with this guy, correct?
I have. And his first response was, I'm intrigued, you know. I'm like, okay. Well,
how did you phrase it? How did you frame this, Robbie?
Hold on a second. I'll pull up the email.
Yeah, because I finally gave you his name. Email. Yeah.
Okay, I just said, Rob Mayer, forward me your info. Oh, we'd like to do a segment with you on our podcast. Please reply and let me know if you'd be interested. If so, we can talk technical details. And
you
gave
him nothing, no reason for why we'd want
no,
him.
No. Why would I?
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we know you wrote an article about Rob.
We loved it. We thought it was a good article. And we wanted to inquire as to your writing style.
Now you're really lying. I thought you were going to be honest and just say what you thought.
No. He probably, much like, you know, but the thing about it is that I remember, you know, episode, you know, 1 through 8, when Robbie basically tortured a local comic. Are you going to go after this guy with the same zeal? Are you going to be as aggressive as you were with this guy?
Sounds like it.
No, this guy.
I want him to be. I want him to. This guy I don't care about.
That's going to be reserved for the other guest that we're talking about having.
Who's that?
I see. Okay, Dr. Gill.
In fact, there's somebody in chat, because I just noticed there's somebody in chat says, Dr. Gill, the next Finazzo.
But Dr. Gill's willing to come on, right? He's never intimated that he won't come on.
Well, that's one thing at a time. We'll get that's so you reached out to the Fairfax Connection guy.
He responds, I am intrigued. My schedule the next couple of days is pretty busy.
Bullshit, by the way. I know. Bullshit.
I know.
This guy's moving got nothing back, to do. It takes him about 2 minutes to write his articles, right? And I'm sure they're not clamoring for content from him. We got to have your story. No. He's got nothing to do. It's summer. He's not
breaking school. News.
Yes. Please, we have to hear about Trump looking at the eclipse.
Moving back to school and such. But hope we can work something out. Talk to you soon.
Okay. That's so frustrating. He has nothing to do. He could definitely have done it. He's never doing it. So you know what? I'd be like, okay, now I want to know. Why are you so busy? Moving. Guess what? You know, I'm moving my whole house. Do you know that? Okay,
you guys, we're trying to get him on the show. So let's, you know, you don't want to attack him too much. The
I
idea
responded.
Is
I'll attack anyone I damn well please.
Well, Rob, notice that Joe is actually defending Robbie, because I think Robbie's the one at fault here, because Robbie's not inspiring this guy to come on either.
I disagree with Robbie. I feel like Robbie should have said, look, we're wondering why your conversation was so short with Rob. We were wondering if you liked his comedy. We were curious your thoughts and everything. I would have led him down a road a little bit.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't make any sense that we'd have any interest in talking to him.
Don't be a coward. Defend your shit article that you treated irresponsibly. Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't like Rob's comedy, that's fine. Why did you put somebody's dental appointment in the article? You know, tell us what. Give us your thought process. Was the editor happy with what you submitted? He or she? Did they read it and say, this is exactly what we're looking for? This piece of shit that you threw together. Like, I want him to defend it. By the way, if people were attacking me, I'd go on and defend myself. I go, what, you want me to treat the Fairfax Connection seriously? I don't get paid to do this or whatever. I'd respond. I wouldn't just take it.
You're so angry about this. It's funny to me.
It's just such an irresponsible way to treat something. I mean, if you don't care, don't do it. You know what I mean? It's literally like, hey, let's play miniature golf. And you start hitting the ball into the other way. I'm using it like a pool cue. I'm butting in front of other people.
All right, Robbie, so where do we stand?
Okay, well, I want you guys can tell me how to respond to this, because the guy he's a little out of it. I said, there is no deadline on this. Do you have Skype and a USB headset/microphone? Simple enough. He responds, sure. I do have Skype. I'm not sure about a headset. I'll get one if I don't find one before heading over. Heading over where?
Yeah, where's he going?
Why do you need Skype if you're going to come to me?
Maybe means heading over to college. I don't know.
Do you know where he goes to school? So I know not to send my youngest there.
I do not know.
So I respond, we will record and speak to you over Skype. You can participate from your home or wherever it is most quiet. What is your Skype handle? To which he replies, it's just Thomas, his last name, my quote Skype name in this email. So I type that into Skype, and there's like six of them.
I say we get them all on the show, every single one of them.
And so you ever know, like, when the Terminator has to kill somebody, he rips out the phone book and he just starts killing every single person by that name?
I picked one of them and I sent an ad request, and I told him that. I said, well, there's six of you on there, so see if you have an ad request. So what should I do next?
Well, can't you search by email?
No, you search by phone number or by name.
All right.
Rob has his phone number.
Then give me his phone number.
I didn't want Robbie talking to him. Jesus.
Well, that's what I would have done. See, I would have rather picked up the phone and had a conversation with him. Then we could have. Then he might have asked, "Well, what's this about?" I said, "Well, you wrote that article, and we're interested in talking about your article."
I'll call him. Just give me the number. I'll take care of it.
You want to call him right now?
Yeah, call him up if you have his number. Text the number to Robbie.
I gotta get my phone.
Hold on. Let me try to find it.
Let me put my headset down. Go get my phone. Okay.
All right.
I'll be right back.
He's very busy, so because of how busy he is, maybe he won't be able to pick up. We can always leave a message for him. We're good at that.
Okay, I got his phone number.
All right, so text it to Robbie.
Okay.
And then we can always leave a message, one that may entice him to come onto the program at a future date. Hey, remember the one time we called Sean Young and she picked up?
Why aren't we calling her back? Shouldn't we be talking to her about something?
Because there's nothing to talk to her. She's doing nothing.
Who cares?
She's popped on a couple times and I said, should we call her?
I run out of things to talk to somebody that's doing nothing. You know, I run out of things to talk to them about. Hey, remember when you were in Blade Runner 40 years ago? Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Well, they're making a new Blade Runner. Does she feel like she should be in it? I mean, come on, Joe. Let's get creative.
I did see a where are they now, or not a what do they look like now in clickbait, and it showed her, you know, then and now.
I sent you the number. Good. Let's take a break. I sent you the number. We'll take it back. We'll try to get a hold of the up-and-coming columnist from the Fairfax Connection. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Mm-hmm. Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show. From the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and The Newly Dead Game comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under a dollar a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, September 2nd at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right, so I guess this has now been 2 months that this, maybe 6 weeks since this show happened.
Maybe you mean the comedy
maybe
show.
Maybe it's only a month ago, yeah.
I wish I had the article in front of me so when Robbie called this guy, I could remember. Because all I really remember is that he mentioned someone's dental appointment. He interviewed you. You called him. He was surprised. And then he wrote one sentence about you in the article. And he put a picture in there, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was like a picture of you?
No.
What was it, of the room?
Trying to find the article.
Isn't it online?
Yeah, somewhere.
You can look for it. It has 17 clicks. I wonder how many times. By the way, I was on Quality Time last week, and it is the second most downloaded episode of Quality Time. Would you like to guess how many downloads?
47.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you. 49. 49 downloads.
Did Restivo's and Dave Schoeffer beat you?
That's correct. That's still the number one episode.
I sent you the article. September 23rd. So, wait. I'm sorry. That's the night when they're doing it again. Yeah. The article is from July 18th.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
So also Dr. Gill has agreed to come on the show. Robbie is in talks with him. He also has a story that we talked about on the bonus show. We don't have a resolution to this story, but he is claiming that Todd Moore is feuding with Uber and has a poor Uber rating, and we attempted to guess what the reason for that might be. But we will get to the bottom of that when Dr. Gill comes on the show, and he tells us his jokes, and Joe is probably going to be ruthless as normal, as expected.
He's somebody willing to come on, though, right? It's not like we got a...
He's very much willing to come on.
Are you ringing him right now?
No, yeah, Thomas. Seven. But
hey, Thomas, Rob Mara here, Rob and Joe Show, Joe Robinson, Robbie Robinson. We'd like to have you on the show.
That he was busy, so this is, I guess, testament to that. He's not able to pick up the phone at 7:55. He's busy.
He's a very busy guy. We would like to get you to expand on your column that you wrote about the show in Reston that I headlined, our conversation, and your thoughts into writing that article and the liberties you took, if you will.
Yeah, some of the directions it took. I mean, yeah. I don't want to give an example. Like, for example, that you said someone had a dental appointment. You included that.
That was interesting.
Why that was in there.
Right. Just curious to why there was as much about someone who wasn't their dental appointment as it was about me, the headliner. But that's fine.
Or if there was a limit to the amount of, somebody says, hey, I need you to write a, 200-word essay. You don't write 500 words. Did they say keep it under, so many paragraphs and, make it as uninteresting as possible? Like, I'm trying to wonder what direction he was given. You do a bunch of non sequiturs, things that don't have anything to do with one another, just cobble them together in like three paragraphs and then include a picture, not of the person that the article's about. Just what they were looking for, I guess, when he wrote the article.
So we have a lot of questions. Get back in touch with us, and we'll answer them all. Thank you, Thomas. Are you not going to hang up, Robbie?
Yeah,
you
gonna do this? We can see it. We can clearly see he's still on, Robbie. We can see that.
Okay. We know the gag. So go ahead and hang up.
You can just hit that. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, Dr. Gill is like, he's weird too. He doesn't have Skype. He doesn't have a headset. But like, he's insisting.
He doesn't have a headset. What a weirdo.
But he's no. That's not the weird part. He doesn't have any. But he's already trying to dictate the date to me.
Like, oh, what a dick. He's a doctor. What do you mean? You'll be ready. Oh, you're in surgery that day? I'm so sorry. We can only record right then.
Well, I want to make sure he has all his ducks in a row. I want to test his audio before we have him on. I don't want to. He's gonna rush and get everything together. He's gonna install Skype. He's gonna borrow Todd Moore's headset. He said, "I'm like, well, let's get all that together, and then we'll worry about what day you're gonna be on."
I'm not saying that he's busier than you, but clearly, what he's doing is more important. Wouldn't you agree, Robbie?
Like sucking fat out of women's legs? No, it's not more important.
It's not more important than making a sign. I'd say that it is.
I'd say that they're equally as important. But I don't think that's him being weird, saying that he can't, that he has dates that he prefers. That doesn't seem weird to me.
But then it's not a matter of him being busy, because he offered to come to Dale City.
If you call a restaurant to make a reservation and you say, "I'd like it to be at 7, do they say, "Hey, weirdo, it's not available"?
It's the one making the reservation. It's my show. I'm the one making the reservation.
All right. Sorry. Glad you're offended.
We're going to get more out of this than he is. Like, we're not actually going to help his comedy career. This is going to be we're the winning in this interaction here.
I do believe that this guy, the horrible writer that we just called, he's be better off by coming onto this show than now. Dr. Gill, I don't believe it benefits him, but this guy, I mean, what is he going to do? Going to write for the Wall Street Journal? He's horrible. This is the best thing that's ever going to happen to him.
I want him to come back. I want Dr. Gill to be back the 23rd September at that same venue. And we want to have a stamp on his act to help his act. And then I want this guy to write a new article. I want this show to be better because of our dealings with these two people.
Then Dr. Gill, he says, he insists on being part of the show live. He insists on being part of the show live. He doesn't want to be pre-recorded because he says, for the reason, you think I'm going to let those guys talk smack about my comedy without me being there for rebuttal? I'm like, it's a conversation regardless. What are you talking about?
I think maybe if you know, post conversation and we talk about it, but if he's sitting there in the chat, he can chime in. I think that's the idea. If we record it and then, but either way, he can be in chat. So, you know, I don't think that holds up, actually.
Yeah, you might want to get with Dr. Gill about that so he understands that it's only recorded because.
Yeah, I did. I explained it to him.
Not you. I was talking to Rob, his friend.
Yeah. All right. He also claims that he can heal Jason Weems of his asthma. So that's interesting.
He's going to suck the fat out of him until he's better.
No, he says
Bobby thinks making a sign is as important as what this guy does. This guy's curing somebody who's almost died.
Yeah, right. What's the most powerful sign you've ever made?
Yes. Have you ever saved anyone's life with your sign?
It's probably something about feeding hungry kids.
Okay. Or pointing to the hospital with the arrow.
Also on the bonus show, another plug for that, you can hear about Robbie and a dog. Can we even tease it at all?
Or that's good. That
sure.
Wouldn't
go
say
go for it, Rob.
All right.
Robbie's neighbor's dog, and there's a. I should say Robbie wants to save this dog. Let's put it that way.
Good, good.
And we have some ideas on how to do that. We could use your help, actually. So listen to it. Buy it. Become a patron. Listen. Help us possibly save a dog's life.
Yes.
So I did a pretty cool show at the DC Draft House with Ramin Mostafavi. He put this show together. It's called a couples therapy comedy show. The idea is that him and then two guests, myself and Denise Taylor, very funny local DC comedian, would do, you know, 5 minutes of relationship jokes. And then we would all sit on this couch on stage, these two couches, and he passed around pieces of paper, and people could, write in their relationship questions or issues anonymously they're having with somebody. And it turned out to be a really fun, lively conversation.
Sounds like a great idea, yeah.
It was. Afterwards, we're like, damn, we should have recorded that. That could have been a great, like, for a podcast. But we had, like, 40 people there. They were into it. And it was as much fun as I've had in a show in a long time. But one of the things that came up, someone asked this, and then another woman had a similar experience, and it's something I've never heard of. And, you know, maybe this is something you might ask Katie if she's there, Joe. But have you ever heard of a man, while receiving oral sex, takes his hands and covers his both of his eyes with his hands?
Why would he do that?
Well, that was the thing. We narrowed it down to either A, he's trying to imagine someone else. B, there's shame for some reason. Or C, he's trying to make it last longer, because if this is some sort of foreplay into the main deed that he wants to not finish, if you will.
Yeah, but, you know, you can close your eyes. You don't have to hold your eye.
I know.
You need a double, what's it called, redundancy? You need your both protection of your eyelids and your hands?
Well, because I think just normally closing your eyes, that doesn't, I mean, that's something you might do naturally. But I think putting the hands over the eyes takes you out of that, I'm just in ecstasy enjoying this. You know, you might take a bite of food and close your eyes like, oh, my God. But if you put your hands over your eyes, that changes. That's not something you do when you're enjoying something.
What was your response when you were on stage?
Well, you know, I thought this was crazy. And then I asked, did anyone else? And another woman said, yes, that this has happened to her. So I think we all decided that this person's trying to last longer. Which also, by the way, if that's all they're doing, just a blowjob, that's rude. You should let it be over with for this poor woman. Don't prolong it.
I've never been in that situation. I should just end the sentence there. No, I've never been in that situation where I was trying to make it last longer. I mean, a woman is like, wow, you really held out. I mean, nobody.
Well, but if this is foreplay, the idea that this is just to get you started, then you're going to have sex, then you wouldn't want to be done.
Well, if it's foreplay, don't you just stop and start doing something else?
You would think, yeah. You would just say, all right, let's get to the thing. You would know this is, I don't know. But the fact that another woman that wasn't the same one said the same thing made me think, well, this clearly is not an isolated incident.
By the way, not to change the subject, but Gramps is alive. He just entered chat.
Okay. Okay.
I was worried. Yes. Sorry. I didn't mean to. I just wanted to make sure the audience knew that he was safe.
You guys have never heard of that, correct? Maybe you two are doing this and we don't even know, Robbie.
No, Marcus. No. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. I've never done it. No,
don't understand it.
Got to be very rare.
Also, we learned, do you know what ghosting is?
I think I do. I think I've heard of that. Tell me what it is.
It's when you're in not necessarily a relationship, but, you know, you're to the point where you have each other's phone numbers and maybe you've been on a date or two and you're texting back and forth. You just stop contact.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that.
You don't say, you know, it's not working out. You just no longer reply to anything.
I've heard that before.
Is that a thing like you do on purpose?
Yeah, it's called ghosting. It's a thing. Like the way, I mean, you don't do it with like some long-term relationship. I mean, that'd be pretty fucked up. But I think just some casual thing. I think because if people know now that that's a thing, they're going to realize, I would imagine.
You got ghosted?
Yeah, after 5 or 6 texts of not, you know, in 3 or 4 days of just being ignored, you're like, okay, it's over with. You just get the picture.
But who did that first?
Though somebody had to do that before it was called anything, that person would be like, "What the fuck? What's wrong with you?"
Well, there's been a million times that people have just stopped talking to another person through lack of interest, through deciding to be in a relationship with somebody else, through death. I mean, it's happened. They just started calling it that
because they didn't want to do a venue anymore.
It was a lot easier to ghost back in the day. Believe me, I remember when I broke up with one of my girlfriends, Robbie. I think Robbie was not living. I was still living with my parents. That's how long ago it was. And I left. I literally just left the house, and I just left for 2 days. I didn't come back. There were no cell phones. I just hid. I went into hiding for 2 days, and then by the time the 2 days were over, I went back, and that was it. The relationship was over.
You can't do that now. It's
no,
a
no,
big
those
deal.
Days are over, yeah.
Yeah, you got to kill someone pretty much. Yeah, don't do that. But it was a fun show. So he's going to – there was people there. They actually paid money. It was successful. So I'm sure he will be doing that on a monthly thing. It's a show that we're trying to actually do our murder mystery there, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Hey, can I talk about my trip to South Carolina with Katie's family?
Yeah, I was going to tease that and then take a break. But let's – before we get to that – fantasy football draft this Saturday with Katie's dad in the room with Tim. Are you ready? Have you prepared him for what he's about to experience in terms of the language, the things that are said?
He's not going to care about the language. He's not going to care about it. If it's happening at my expense, he's not going to care. He's going to love it. The only thing that would bother him is if he or to have fun at Katie's expense, which I think Tim is smart enough not to do that. So,
I do not think he is.
Well, I mean, then that would be obviously problems would be created if that were to happen. But I generally don't think he would do that. Okay. He's not. Today, there was a group email just saying, hey, who's in to be in person at the draft? And everybody who is involved in the league is copied on it. Well, one of our friends, Tony, is not able to make it to the draft, so he said he couldn't make it. Tim responds to the entire group, my pussy's not as wet, knowing Tony won't be there. So that's what Tim responded.
Right.
And so the thing about it is that clearly Katie's father isn't going to – he's going to laugh at that. That's funny. He's not going to be offended by it, but it did concern me. He's like, well, Tim, he didn't censor himself at all. He just said whatever. Is he – he didn't even say, hey, is it okay for me to say something? Like, no, he just said it. So is there a concern? Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit of concern that he doesn't know any better. But I would say my concern, it's not at a 1, but if 10 is the highest, yeah, I'm at a 3 maybe.
Well, you also have Eric Woodworth there, and he is one who's known to take things too far.
Yeah, I guess if you say, what's my concern with both of them there? Yeah. It could be a 5 or a 6 then. Yeah.
Well, you did go on a trip with Katie and his family or her family. Let's take a break. We'll break it on down. Joe with the pushes. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Hello. My name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps. If it weren't for me, there would be no Rob and Joe show. If it weren't for my DNA, you'd be listening to the Rob and Ramin show. Or worse, if I decided to stop at one offspring, you'd probably be listening to the Dan Ninen Show. So I'm speaking to you as someone who has provided you with top-notch entertainment for over half a decade. Become a Rob and Joe Show patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Do it now so you don't miss out on the premium content and some other great stuff. I did it. So should you. Now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So you went down to Charleston, South Carolina. With Katie and how many members of her family?
It was every member. It was her brother and his wife, her mother and father, and then a grandfather who lives with them. And the there's a 1 year, a 15-month-old. Her brother and sister-in-law have a 15-month-old. All the people came down to the beach. Charleston, South Carolina.
This is the first trip away with the family?
We went away to a wedding. We stayed in Emmitsburg. And it was just an overnight. It might even have been 2 nights, but this is, we were gone for 5 days. This is the first.
Did you all rent a place together, or were you in one or different hotel rooms?
No. We rented a giant house, and Katie's parents are very generous. It's difficult for you to try. Like if you try to pay for something, they get angry. I paid for dinner one time. Almost broke out, which I would clearly would have lost. So. No, they're very generous, and honestly, there isn't a lot of stories about anything that's uncomfortable, beds making noises, or none of that really happened. I guess the biggest thing that was uncomfortable for me is her brother was watching The Defiant Ones, okay?
And yes, love it.
The Defiant Ones is great, but it tells the story, among many other stories, of NWA,
Ah, yes. And good family affair.
Katie's grandfather, you know, he's in his late 80s. And some of this stuff doesn't really, I mean, you just, if it skips three generations, it just doesn't make any sense. So I was very uncomfortable, especially when they started singing Fuck the Police. You get to hear that. And I mean, he's not understanding this. He doesn't understand the context or why it's important or the significance or the culture. He doesn't. He's just hearing this like, what are we watching? Right. I mean, just got to imagine he was listening to the Andrews Sisters and now he hears where he is today. So that was really the only time I was really uncomfortable. Although what was funny is that he was just sitting there like, what the fuck is this? But then Snoop Dogg came on. And he goes, hey, Snoop Dogg. He knew who Snoop Dogg was. Which I don't even know Gramps knows who that is, but maybe
Snoop Dogg
does.
Is quite hilarious in that, by the way.
Yes, Snoop Dogg is hilarious, and I guess he just transcends all generations. He did know who Snoop Dogg is. But I'll tell you two pretty cool stories. One, I was out in the ocean, and I tell the story on the bonus show, but I spent a lot of time in the ocean, but it's not because I love the water. It's because Bob... my body shaming myself. Listen to the bonus show. You'll be able to hear that. But I have prescription sunglasses because if I, you know, I can't see with the regular sunglasses, and a wave came over, they flew off my head in the ocean. And
they're gone.
They were gone. So Katie goes, I go, oh man, my sunglasses flew off. And Katie goes, well, she was annoyed at me because I acted like I didn't care. But the truth is that I'm not going to be able to find them in the, it's the ocean, right? It's 75% of the world's, you know, is covered in this. And I have to, what am I going to walk every inch of it in order to find my sunglasses? They're gone forever, right? So she's angry with me for not kind of searching. So I go, okay, found them. 30 seconds, I'm in the ocean. I literally step on it. Their father thinks I'm lying. He thinks I made it up because it's not possible because you had them in your hand. I bet you right now, he wouldn't bet his life on it. He thinks that but I'm like, well, what's the payoff? That I found my glasses? I mean, we're done. The joke's over.
He thinks you're just always a jokester, a prankster.
Well, the reason I bring that up is that, what is that, a 1 in 1,000? I don't know. It's pretty unlikely, right? Well, the next day we were in the pool, and we meet a lady there. She tells this story. Her mother is married to her father for just, you know, decades and decades. I don't know how long they were married, but eventually her father passes, and she's teaching bridge at a retirement home. And there's an empty seat, and this guy sits down there, and they strike up a conversation, and... he goes, where'd you go to school? She goes, I went, or where are you from? She goes, I'm from here. I went to Mount St. Mary's. This guy, he was older than her. I think she was 90 at the time. She's 94 now. He was like 93 at the time, and he's dead now. He goes, oh, I was in love with a woman from Mount St. Mary's. Her name was Mary Silk. That was her name. She goes, I'm Mary Silk. He pulls up the sleeve of his arm. He has her name tattooed. This is honest to God true. What's the point in making it up? I'm never going to see this woman again. It says Silk. He tattooed her name on it. It was like Bridges of Madison County. Katie said Bridge of Madison County, which is, anyway, because they were playing bridge.
Clever.
He pined away from this woman for, you know, 90 years or whatever, and then here they are as old people. Of course, she's like, I didn't recognize him. Well, no shit. Of course, you know, of course you didn't recognize him. He was a 20 at the time, and now he's on death's door. But the funny thing is she continues to tell the story. He's a multimillionaire, this guy. And he said, well, come live with me. He lived in, like, New England. She lived in, like, South Carolina. She's something like that. She goes, no, I'm not going to move. My bridge is here. She loved bridge more than she loved this guy. And this guy...
For true love.
And they kept in touch, and he was going to try to find a way to come down to her at this point, right? Go, right? You've been looking for this woman for 80 years, but he died. So that was the end of that story. But yeah.
Happy ending.
Well, we're all going to die. You can't escape that, guys. But yeah, this guy had a tattoo of the woman who was sitting next to him. And so me finding my sunglasses in the ocean, in the Atlantic, that was only the second craziest story.
Me and the girlfriend went and saw a Girls Trip. We weren't spoiled it. Tommy Sabazo didn't spoil it for us, like that one person. Have you seen it yet, Joe?
I will probably not see that in the theater with what's out that I want to. Like Logan Lucky, I want to see. And if I'm going to make a trip to the theater, I'll probably wait for a rom-com till it comes on TV.
Yeah, it's funny. It's good. And Tiffany Haddish is like really the breakout star. And I am going to be working with her per her request here twice in the next couple months. So she may be moving up on my... She now may be my most famous friend.
Is she more famous than, geez, I can't even remember his name, the guy from David...
Tommy David Davidson
Keckner?
Is
no, David Keckner,
Well, I think, yeah, I think in terms of whose star is the brightest right now, I mean, she's, you know, they're saying that it's going to have the, like what Hangover did for Galifianakis is what they're, you know, claiming this is going to do for her.
She's like, God, what's my deal with names today? What's the fat chick from Bridesmaids who you can't?
Yes, Melissa McCarthy. That's the other. Yeah. That's the other. The analogy.
Is that her kind of trajectory in this story? Is she like the wacky one?
She's like the wild party girl. She's like the one like Galifianakis is, you know, spiking the. Whatever he did to their drugs or whatever, make them crazy. That's the kind of her role. She's definitely the standout star of I mean, she's the, you know, 80% of the funny is from her. She crushes it.
If you put in T-I-F-F, her name is the first. Well, actually, Tiffany is the first name to come up, which is and then Tiffany Haddish. That's who's next.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny because when we worked together at Magoobie, she was telling us about this movie that. She was making with Queen Latifah and these people, and she thought that this was really going to be huge. And, you know, turns out it totally was. So, yeah, that's so I guess, you know, her star is now the brightest or rising the fastest of all my famous friends.
Then who, me?
Well, you got Keckner, Tommy Davidson, Jay Farrell at one point, but I think that has faded. Not him, but our friendship. We have no. You know,
he ghosted you.
He did ghost me. Yes. Well done, Robbie. So update on the annoying
Girls Trip real quick. 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, it's very good. Yeah, it's got heart. It's funny. I mean, it's a funny movie. It's definitely, you know, black females are the target audience, but it's not like it's, you know, anyone can enjoy it.
I mean,
it's
that's basically the same that Bridesmaids got.
No, it's as funny as Bridesmaids. Yeah, it's a very funny movie. It's you know, it's got heart. It's a well done movie. There's some shocking, crazy, over the top stuff. There's just some. It's
Will
a good
she
movie.
Be able to help the murder mystery?
She could do whatever she wants at this point. I think she's making a movie with Kevin Hart. I think she's about to write her own check. I mean, she's hot right now.
Keckner's in the current season of Twin Peaks: The Return.
Keckner, wow. He's also in Superior Donuts. Keckner. No one works more than Keckner. Yeah. Keckner's prolific. I love Keckner. And me and Keckner, obviously, we're closer friends. We've hung out more and stuff. But look, I'm just a very famous person. A very important person. A lot of people want to be around me, Joe.
Yes. They're all trying to get a piece of you.
You need to write a movie, and it's a vehicle for a Keckner-Haddish combination buddy cop movie.
Buddy cop movie, yes. Yeah. They stop. Oh. They're trying to foil some sort of drug ring. Yeah. Right. It's always how it works.
I've already thought of ideas. I had an idea for a female New Jack City, where she plays Nina Brown instead of Nino Brown. I had an idea of a female 48 Hours, where she's the Eddie Murphy and Kristen Wiig, who's also in the Girls Trip, is the Nick Nolte, or Melissa McCarthy.
You have to befriend Paul Feig. Get yourself a director.
Yeah.
How do you do that, J.J. Abrams? Who can you befriend and then just get this thing done?
I know J.O. Covan. Will that help?
No, it will not.
Damn it!
They talk about Trump so much they just throw themselves off a cliff.
An update on the guy that in my driving class, so I had the horrible phone conversation with the Swedish spelling freak Nazi. And he showed up, and he kind of looked exactly how I thought he would look, tall, skinny, douchey European. But he got in my head. He really did, because somebody showed up about 25 minutes late. And this guy's right in front of me, the guy, the Swede. By the way, his name is K-N, like, I-I-J-F-F. Like, fuck you. Who's going to spell that right? Okay. Oh,
you don't pronounce my name correctly?
Can right. You wasn't Smith, asshole, but whatever. So this kid shows up. He tries to get in. The door's locked. He knocked. And this guy's like, oh, someone's been showing up late. So I didn't let the kid in. I said it was too late.
You didn't let him in because of the Swede.
Yes, I didn't want him now questioning my authority.
You didn't want him to think that you were, there won't be anarchy. I have rules.
Right.
Did this guy mention anything about the spelling of his name?
No, he did not. But at the end of the class, he said, well, I guess all's well that ends well. And I said, I guess so, sir.
So that was it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, well, no, he was doing a lot of mocking of the videos. And, oh, God, and all that stuff. Now, in his defense, they are very mockable. But usually people don't audibly do that.
Yeah, but what do you think, Daniel Day-Lewis was going to be in these things?
Well, just some
That's
of the things.
Not a credit on somebody's IMDb. You just get who you can get.
Well, some of the things that we're teaching and going over, it's ridiculous. But he did get in my head, because this poor kid now probably, you know, he won't get maybe he can't get his license because I got affected by the Swede.
Did he keep how many times did he bang on the door before he went away, or did you actually go out and go, sorry, dude, you're
I went out and told him, and he was visibly upset. Now I'm very much in my rights to not allow him in, but you know, I've let people in that late before.
Not with the Swede there, though.
Not with the
Swede.
Did
you see with me and more Robbie? So this comes from my father. Robbie got it way worse than me. But were you almost anticipating a fight to the point where you're like, I'd like to be in a fight, an argument with this guy? Or were you like, God, I don't want this to happen?
No, I was, God, I don't want this to happen. The night before, I got to be on the DC Improv, their 20th birthday show. It was, you know, two, you know, packed houses. You know, Damon Wayans Jr. had canceled for the weekend. So they threw together these shows last minute. And it was with some of my, you know, best friends and best comedy buddies. And it was a really fun, awesome experience. And, you know, you're feeling good about yourself. And I was like, I don't want... You know, at the time, I was looking forward to the Redskins game that night, which, you know, was a dud. But, you know, I'm like, I don't, you know, on Sunday, we're going to have brunch, see this movie. I have a nice little weekend here. I can't let this guy get in my head. So
yeah,
I was just.
Swede ruined that for me.
I can't, because I prepared myself. I was like, well, I'm just not going to have anything. I'm just going to. And I never made it. All his little comments, I ignored every single one of them because I just didn't want to go there.
So yeah.
I didn't want it.
Maybe this. Maybe everybody already knows this. The first thing I would have done is I would just butchered his name and just had it on the list, just completely fucked up. I would have had the city where he lives. Every consonant would be where it wasn't supposed to be. Well, extra vowels. Okay.
But there is no list. I mean, he comes in and then you sign in on a website.
I would have made one.
See, now you're putting work.
I would have made table placards with everybody's name on it. Here's where you sit. Hey,
you
remember when we had
full,
back,
full douche.
Back when I was on 98 Rock, we had a fan. Remember this, Robbie? He's from Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember his name?
I don't.
Gisli Torfi. Gisli Torfi, and he, you know, we were online. He'd listen to us online, and he'd write us letters. And, of course, it was gibberish. He could barely speak the language. And this guy's offended when people don't, you know, so his people are the same way. They don't have a firm grasp of the English language. We don't have a firm grasp. Granted, I realize Iceland and Sweden are two different countries, but you understand. Scandinavian. Nice. Is Iceland in Scandinavia? Probably isn't. Just Norway, right. Finland, and Sweden.
I don't even know if he's Swedish. It's just my guess.
Oh, you're just assuming because there's a J in the middle of his name, right?
It just seemed like one of those Finland, one of those places. Hey, before we get out of here, Gramps, you know, we're still waiting on this comment on the photo. So You've been tagged on Facebook. It's my page. There's a picture of Tawanda. If she doesn't see something tonight, she's going to start thinking she's losing it. She's gaining weight or something.
But Gramps was happy to announce he knows who Snoop Dogg is.
Good job. So we're waiting on your comment.
Get on it, Gramps.
I'm hoping you're going to somehow combine the eclipse and your love of Tawanda. You know, I don't want you to rush it, but you got a couple minutes here, so make it happen.
Well, he's busy flirting in the chat room right now.
Yeah, it's busy.
That would be a good pop culture quiz, Scott Apple versus Gramps. Problem is, Gramps, he doesn't like things. He doesn't like to be exposed for things he doesn't know, so he wouldn't enjoy that. So we probably have to do it with somebody else, because Gramps, he doesn't do well with that.
Well, I think I don't want to overthink this Scott Apple thing. I think just doing exactly what we've done with the music quiz might be all we need to do.
Having him on the air saying, you know, the Brady blank, and see if he can name the TV show.
Well, okay, that is also funny. Now, the other thing, I started compiling black comedian names again. I don't know if you want to do round three on that.
Was it real or fake? Is that what we did?
Yes. I would come up with a fake one, and then I'd find real ones, and you'd have to guess which is which.
Yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
So I thought of a really good, really good fake one. God, so good.
Gramps just wrote Bunch.
Yeah, Gramps, I know it's the Brady. Okay. As I said, Gramps would not be, you couldn't play this game with Gramps.
Who's the Brady quarterback? Blank Brady.
Yeah, the thing Gramps is, you know, that the big difference between Scott Apple and Gramps is Gramps can't cheat because he doesn't know how to Google.
Even though he raised Robbie, you'd think that there'd be some cheating in his blood.
It is weird that the Apple has fallen so far from the tree in terms of their technical abilities. But yeah, nobody cheats like Robbie.
Nobody does. Well, I guess, you know, we can only wait so long for Gramps. I know he's busy in chat. I guess he's moved on to other women. I'll tell Tawanda she's been kicked to the curb. What do we got to wrap? Oh, September 2nd, folks, Magoobies Joke House. Listen to the bonus show if you want to hear some more of our behind-the-curtain murder mystery drama.
But yeah, Magoobies Joke House. Sorry, go ahead.
No, all is well at Magoobies. We love it there. September 2nd, two shows, 7:30 and 9:45, Back to the 80s. Justin Schlegel, Joe Robinson, myself, Tommy Simbazo, Eric Woodworth, Kim Ambrose, Robbie Robinson on sound, Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, that's good. Marty McFly, all things 80s. Dress up like your greatest jean jacket, leg warmers, get crazy, rock the 80s. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nostalgic, and it's going to be an awesome time. Magoobies.com or dielaughingproductions.com.
I will be on WBAL's Week in Review from 10 to 12 this Friday. I'll be plugging the murder mystery. I'll also be on 98 Rock September 1st, the day before the murder mystery. Again, plugging the murder mystery, but just before we go, Gramps, as I said, he's not a good person to do this with. He just said in chat, amazing how my sons are so smart and I'm so ignorant, which, of course, no one is saying. He's saying he doesn't know pop culture. There are things I don't know. But if that's what I told you, he doesn't, this isn't for him to, he can't have this fun at his expense. So he's not the guy to play this game. So Scott Apple only. We just assume Gramps knows all these things and we'll go from there.
All right. Make it happen, Robbie. Keep us posted. Dr. Gill news, Reston Fairfax Connection guy news, the Mac trivia content. We got all things brewing. Burks in battle. Get heating up. Hotter than ever. Go to Patreon. Become a patron. Listen to the bonus show. It'll be out later this week. Love you guys. Later.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.